podcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full-time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in.
500,000 Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000.
Over 1 million Lagosians. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Hello, I'm Sandra, all you two, going beyond the headlines and focusing on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. First hard fact of the day, it is World Press Freedom Day. And we have a special report up on our website, also to be found on YouTube. I'm going to play you a bit of an excerpt from that special package that we put together to commemorate World Press Freedom Day. You're going to hear from our editorial board chairman, Agogo Obo. You're also going to hear from Emmanuel Onwuka talking about their experiences as journalists and pressmen in Nigeria.
I was attacked by hoodlums as they were going for the event, and I remember having to go to the hospital afterwards to take care of the wounds and injuries, and I thought that there were scars that I had to bear doing the job. My name is Agogo Obo. I'm a broadcast journalist. I've been doing this for the past 17 years, which means I have experience in TV as well as on radio.
My name is Emmanuel Onwuka. I'm a journalist, and I've been practicing for the past 8 years.
So we have the
two
full
major incidents come to mind. One in Lagos, when I had to cover the inauguration in 2007 of the Lagos State Governor, then Babatunde Fashola.
You can watch the full clip on our website, nigeriainfo.fm. They talk about their experiences reporting stories, getting attacked while reporting stories, and they share harrowing data about journalists who often get attacked just simply for doing their jobs, which is why it's reassuring that President Muhammad Buhari says that he's committed to ensuring that press freedom is upheld. I particularly loved hearing that from Mr. President. That was very reassuring. But yes, you're going to hear more about Press Freedom Day throughout the day on Nigeria Info. Don't forget to go to our YouTube channel, Nigeria Info FM, to see the full documentary. Hear Agogo's story about getting attacked while covering news stories here in Lagos. Emmanuel Onwuka as well, who has worked with Nigeria Info all the way from River State and now in Lagos with us. Second hard fact of the day, we are 6 days away from the I Beg to Differ debate tournament. Are you excited? I am.
In November, it was Tamvita Kaushik.
Today, honorable judges, my moderator, timekeeper, my fellow co-debater, my name is Tamvita Kaushik. I'm 13 years old.
In March, it was Ruth Okorocha.
That's the moderator, honorable educator, school debater, viewers and listeners. I'm Ruth Okorocha, a bona fide student of Kingsley College.
Who will it be in May?
Due to the economic situation of our country, individuals prefer to migrate to other countries in search of greener pastures.
The I Beg to Differ debate tournament is back on May 9th.
1,862 data breaches were recorded, quadrupling the amount of data breaches in recent years.
16 new debaters.
There is less of capital invested in the subsidized public education.
17 new debate topics.
How can you say you are punishing me and it's helping me? How? It's not a punishment.
And on Children's Day, we'll do what we usually do and end it with one winner, 1 million naira. Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, and catch all the action Mondays to Thursdays at 4 p.m. on Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. For partnership and sponsorship opportunities, call 0703-498-4352. Again, 0703-498-4352.
The round of 16 starts next Monday, but debate action starts today. In less than an hour, we're going to have our first playoff to pick our 15th contestant. But more on that in a bit. 1 million Lagosians cannot be wrong. Thank you for tuning into Hard Facts. I have a great show for you. We'll start with the big three. Let's talk about the police mediating between clashing transport organizations. Then let's talk about students protesting over the federal government ASUU face-off. And then let's talk about PDP postponing its NEC meeting to next week. There's no community you report today. Instead, it's the I Beg to Differ playoffs. Today, we're going to find out who the number 15 seed will be. Yusuf Noura from Sonya Senior Grammar School takes on Chidima Benita Mwabeke from Ikeja Senior High School. Don't miss it today, 4 p.m. On the big hard fact, let's talk about the road to 2023. As usual, we're going to have news updates at the top of every hour for you. But let's get started with today's big three. Like I said, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
This is the Big Three.
The Big Three
on Hard Facts. On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Should the police be issuing warnings over transport violence, or should they be making arrests? Can students break the FG ASUU deadlock? Are APC and PDP trying to outweigh each other? Those are the big three. Lagos, let's talk. The Lagos CP has warned MC Olomo and East Ijaba to control their boys. That's our first story. We've been talking for weeks about the violent clashes at different motor parks in the state. TOOAN, the Tricycle Owners and Operators Association, has been accusing MC Olomo, head of the State Parks Management Commission, of sending thugs to drive them from their parks. Olomo has denied that, and we also have some other keke riders who are accusing TOOAN of the same thing. That's a separate matter from the MC Olomo situation. Before this week, all we have heard were these accusations and counter-accusations and denials. But now, the Lagos Police Command has spoken. Its spokesperson, Benjamin Hundeyin, says that CP Abiodun Alabi had meetings with both MC Olomo and East Ijaba, the TOOAN president, and warned them to call off their dogs. Hundeyin said, quote, "This warning has become imperative following incessant clashes, fracas, and malicious damage to property recently experienced in some parts of Lagos State, which has been mostly linked to the issues surrounding the management of motor parks. The CP met separately with the major contenders, Musliu Akinsoya, aka MC Olomo, and Aziz Abiola, aka East Ijaba, in his office. He admonished them to prevail on their teaming followers to act within the confines of the law and ensure that the security currently being enjoyed in Lagos State remains intact. In line with this stance, all area commanders, divisional police officers, and tactical commanders have been directed to deal decisively with anyone found instigating or causing a breach of peace within their respective areas of responsibility." End quote. So from the official statement, the police are saying that, number one, there has been vandalism and violence in the state, which are crimes, by the way. Number two, these crimes have, in the opinion of the police, from the press statement of the police, been linked to the quarrel over motor parks. And three, that the followers of these two men are responsible. Now, Lagos, here's my first question. In your opinion, based on this, should the police be doing more than issuing a warning? If a crime has occurred and the police say that they've identified the groups behind the crime, should we not be talking about arrests and indictments rather than meetings and warnings? Imagine that there's a robbery and the police say they traced the robbery to a particular group. Do you expect the police to meet with the group and warn them to stop robbing going forward? Or do you expect a crackdown? The question, I guess the question I'm trying to ask here is, does the law enforcement community in Lagos State treat transport union-related violence differently than it treats other crimes? And if that's the situation, I want to know why. Because remember, we had a situation, that situation over a year ago, where NURTW and RTAN were allegedly shooting each other at motor parks, and the state government held a meeting to reconcile them. Is this the same type of situation? Do you find this as an acceptable way to maintain law and order? Do you think perhaps the police are simply being pragmatic, for example? Women, call me on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. You can also tweet at us at Nigeria Info FM. You can share your thoughts via Facebook. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. And definitely share your thoughts on WhatsApp. Yes, we have WhatsApp available. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. In your opinion, based on what we know from the police, what we've heard from the police, do you think they should be issuing more than a warning? If a crime has occurred and the police says, oh, we've identified the groups behind the crime, should we not be talking about arrests and indictments rather than meetings and warnings? Is this an acceptable way to maintain law and order? Are the police being pragmatic, maybe? Hello, thanks for calling.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Mr. P.
Mr. P, welcome.
Yeah, thank you. You know what is going on in this country is this. Because these people... Police are not supposed to give warning. They're supposed to do massive arrests, like what they did to Amuo Adosunye when so-called OPC went and beat police officer. Beat and the man nearly died, and they collected another person to make call. If you see the kind of massive arrest, the Festival Police Station and others did here, in fact, it is very, very marvelous. If you are here, you will give, you clap hand for police. What they did, decide to conclude. But why must the police come they give warning? Instead of them to do something they're supposed to do as a... In short, what I'm trying to say is this. Police have said their respect to people. They have said their respect to people. Because the same boys, they will go back again and meet them where they were collecting money, collect their own share. They can't even arrest them.
Mr. P, thanks for calling. We've got Nonso in Lagos. Hi, Nonso, welcome.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
The truth of the matter is that there is what should be and there is what is. That is the truth of the matter. You cannot run away from it.
Okay.
This morning, Mr. Jimmy Dusu told us, gave us a scenario whereby somebody in the UK was fined for having a party during lockdown. Is that going to ever happen in a place like Nigeria? I'm not even talking about Africa. I'm talking about Nigeria in particular. So the matter on ground is that these are rumors that has always been circulating that the motor parks and the people working in the motor parks has a link with the government in the state level, which has never, ever been denounced. You understand those matter that has been circulating, that these people have money they remit to the state government and all of that. You understand the fact that the people in the motor parks are in sync with the government. It is going to be difficult for you to find a direct arrest. Even if there is a direct arrest, it is not, nothing is going to come out of the matter. It is just simple. You understand, also understand the fact that during the elections, the same people that the government used to do their campaigns. You understand, these are very simple matter. We shouldn't even be beaten about the bush. All we want is that if the police are going to be able to keep the peace and keep the law and the order, everything will be fine. Talking about arrest is like looking for wasting your time. It is not going to work, not in a space like Nigeria.
All right, thanks for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. Good evening.
Good evening, Sandra.
How are you, sir? What's your name?
My name is Chief Ikechukwu Okafor.
Welcome, Chief.
I see the CP who called the two parties together.
Mm-hmm.
I'm shocked when I heard this from you now. is like looking, seeing something and looking the other way. Has not spoken to the people who is involved. He should have, because of his ability in Lagos and being the chief security of Lagos State, he should have called the governor, let him put, do the settlement on time. Let him do what he's supposed to do. Because you can't get two captains in a ship at the same time. You can't ask people to go and fight and you pretend that it's not. The governor caused it. Has asked Oseolomo to be the head, and there are people that are working with federal government in the NURT, the National Road Transport District. You can't stop this thing until we met with the governor, and the governor will do what he's supposed to do on time.
All right. Thank you for calling us, Chief. If you just tuned into the show, hello to you. Good afternoon. The Lagos CP has warned MC Olomo and East Ijaba to control their boys. The Lagos Police Command spokesperson, Benjamin Hundeng, says that CP Abiodun Alabi had meetings with MC Olomo and East Ijaba and warned them to call off their thugs. And I read the official statement to you, and from that statement, the police are saying that, number one, there has been vandalism and violence in the state, which are crimes. Number two, these crimes have, in the opinion of the police, been linked to the quarrel over motor parks. And number three, the followers of these two men are responsible. And I'm asking you if, based on this, the police should be doing more than issuing a warning. If a crime has occurred and the police have said that, oh, we have identified the groups behind the crime, should we not be talking about arrests and indictments rather than meetings and warnings? I gave you the example of a robbery. Imagine that there's a robbery and police say that they traced that robbery to a particular group. What do you expect from the police? Do you want them to meet the group and say, hey, no, they rob. No, they rob. Going forward, no, they rob. Or do you expect a crackdown? Do you think that what the police has done in this situation is an acceptable way to maintain law and order? One of the callers called and said, you know what, as long as there's law and order in the state, what does it matter how the police has handled this? We can't expect arrests. There are real reasons why arrests cannot happen, in that caller's opinion. How about in your own opinion? Do you think this is acceptable? Do you think the police are simply being pragmatic? 99.3, hello? Hello?
Hello?
Thank you for calling. Good afternoon.
Yeah, this is Olubunmi Samuel.
Welcome. Welcome, Samuel. Go ahead.
All right. These road transport people and the Omoniles are one of the, they are the two people that police cannot easily arrest.
Okay.
One, because these road people, their leaders are from the Omoniles in the community around where they stay. So if they are arrested, the big wigs in the area where they stay, always it's easy for them to get them out.
Okay.
The people that can really deal with them is the state government releasing a strong something against them, like the one Ambode did against the Omoniles when he was on in power.
But we saw last year that the state government had a meeting when they were shooting each other, had a meeting with them at an expensive hotel here in Lagos to mediate and broker peace. Do you think that that's a better way to handle the situation?
That is still using kid gloves to handle the matter.
Okay.
Ambode did not call them to meeting. These people are not, sorry to use the language, they are not too reasonable. They are after their money. Anything to obtain their money is war. So the only thing that can contain them, that can stop them, is government using its own hammer. Apart from that, anything you call them, they will shake their, they will go back again and hammer the community. So, but when government come and say, stop this thing, then the police will be able to arrest them, make arrest. Nobody will be able to come out that time. It was like when these bad people were operating, Bado were operating in Kolodi. When government said, anybody they arrest, nobody should come. You can see that thing was easily crushed. The thing died.
All right. Thanks for calling. We've got Rita in Badore on the line. Hi, Rita.
Hi, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good to have you on the show. Welcome.
Yeah. Sandra, all I have to say is this. I don't even know what's the problem with this issue. If you have somebody and this person is busy making the environment not good for you, and you have an issue of arresting the person, why are you going back again to tell the boss, call your people, if not, you are going to arrest them? Why not go straight to do the arrest? Go straight, do the arrest. At least you've not this group of people. This is the people who are causing this problem for us. Let's go ahead and arrest them. You've warned them. This is not the first time they are warning them. You can remember. They've warned them several times. So now that you have them in hand now, go ahead, arrest them. Except you have anything behind you, like on and Jared have been saying, there's something behind. If you arrest them, maybe something else will come ahead. That's why you are telling their boss. So it's only the boss that can arrest them. The police does not have the right to arrest them or what. So it's not about the warning, though. They should go straight and arrest them, please.
All right, Richa, thank you very much for calling. If you just tuned in, hello to you. Our first question, is the Lagos CP warning MC Olomo and DC Jabba to control their boys? You remember, of course, that we've been covering this story for a long time now, the violent clashes at different motor parks in Lagos. The Tricycle Owners and Operators Association have been accusing MC Olomo, head of the State Parks Management Commission, of sending thugs to drive them from their parks. Olomo denied it. Then you have also, on the other hand, what's the word I'm looking for now? The Keke Riders accusing the Tricycle Owners and Operators Association of doing the same thing that TOAN was accusing Olomo of doing. So before this week, all we heard were accusations, counter-accusations, denials. But then Lagos CP said, okay, here's what I'm saying on this issue. I've invited both of you. I've told you both to rein in your boys. The security of the state cannot be messed with. If we find anybody instigating or causing breach of peace within the area, within the state, we're going to clamp down on them. We're going to deal decisively with them. And I said to you, from the police statement, they have recognized that there was a crime. They've recognized the people doing the crime. They've recognized, why the crime was being committed. Should they be issuing warnings or should they be making arrests? I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
More news and information coming up. We'll be back in a moment.
Plenty people, they do business, but not be everybody mean business. The people who mean business, they know they ever say no to money, cash, card, or even transfer. This kind wants any business opportunity, then they grab up with the full chest. And then they chuka only on top of this way make sense. Like people, cash flow, and how every other thing take the complete. No be say them only know what thing that they do. They know their numbers and the main business. With the number, you mean business. Enter our website will be www.number.com to take it for start.
Connection alert! Airpeace now operates direct flights from the Nnamdi Azikiwe International Airport, Abuja, to the city of Johannesburg. In addition to the already operational Lagos-Joburg service, this new Abuja-Joburg and Joburg-Abuja connection, starting from April 27, 2022, will operate twice weekly. Fly Airpeace straight to Johannesburg from Abuja and enjoy a splendid in-flight hospitality on the extra-comfy wide-body Boeing 777 aircraft. For bookings, head on to our website flyairpeace.com or download the Airpeace mobile app on Play Store or App Store. Direct Abuja to Joburg flight on Airpeace. A memorable travel experience awaits you. Airpeace, your peace, our goal.
Many people are in business, but not everyone means business. The people who mean business never say no to money, cash, card, or transfer. These ones grab business opportunities with their full chest. Keep an eye on things that matter, like people, cash flow, and how it all adds up. They do not only know their onions, they know their numbers. They mean business. With Number, you mean business. Visit www.number.com, that is N-O-M-B-A, number.com, to get started.
Welcome back to your number one talk news and sports station. This is Nigeria Info. Nigeria Info.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Students are protesting against the deadlock between the federal government and ASUU. That's our second story. Yes, you can still talk about the first, but let's talk about the second right now. Student unions nationwide under the umbrella of NANS called for protests at different campuses across the country. While the students are appealing to lecturers to end the strike, they are mostly faulting the federal government for the deadlock and demanding that the federal government honors its agreement with the lecturers. Also yesterday, NANS said that it will disrupt the presidential primaries of both major parties, especially if any of the ministers involved in the deadlock are contesting, as reported. So that's Education Junior Minister Nwajuba and Labour Minister Ngige, both of whom have declared interest in the APC ticket. NANS President Sunday Asefong said, quote, "We have also in the past weeks seen those saddled with great responsibility in the education sector and those saddled with responsibility of resolving labour crisis declaring interest to contest for the seat of the president come 2023. We are surprised by their effrontery and total disrespect to the Nigerian people for having the courage to even moot the idea of contesting, talk less of picking up the 100 million naira presidential form while students languish at home because of their collective failures. Politicians have shown no concern for the plight of the students, but are only busy in their selfish and inordinate ambitions to become the next president. Let me say without mincing words, the two major political parties should forget any political gathering in Abuja or elsewhere, except there's a solution to the lingering ASUU strike," end quote. Tough talk. NANS is spitting fire there. My question, though, is do you think that it will make a difference? Do you think that the student protests will move the needle between the federal government and ASUU? What do you think about NANS promising to disrupt any primaries where the involved ministers are participating? Do you agree with their view that it is disrespectful of these particular ministers to be running for office while this crisis remains unsolved? Women call us on 01465-7190. Men call us on 0700-993-993-993. Yes, share your thoughts on WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Hello, this is Gospel calling from Oyo.
Welcome, Gospel. Go ahead.
Yes, I want to talk about this announcement which is threatening for strike.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they will keep saying and they will continue saying nothing will happen. That was why they said the last time that they will organize protests. After everything, they didn't do the protest. So let's just see if the protest will work. But after everything, they will keep saying nothing will still work.
All right, thank you very much for calling us. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra. One man word.
Good to have you on the show, sir. What's your name?
You have on the line.
Hello, Chris. Welcome.
Yeah, longest time.
Yes.
How is work?
Work is fine. Thank you.
Okay. Let me start by saying, I think, sincerely speaking, you know, the last time I called, I did mention that MC Oluomo and the other man, two of them, I mean, they happen to be one of the warlord, will I call them the inner cacus of Lagos government. You challenged me. You say you challenge otherwise, but from every indication, you can see it now that, I mean, they are untouchable. You can see now they are calling them and pleading with them. And I tell you, they can even decide not to do anything about that plea and nothing will happen. Coming to the student protest, I mean, I think that may not hold. Because you and I know what this government has been known for. APC government, they don't like protests, and they are nothing different will happen as a gas, just like it happened during NSAS protests. They will turn the police and the security agency against the harmless students. So I just think what they should do, I think they should begin to kind of go in other, look for another avenue. Because going to Eagle Square, my dear, I doubt they will turn all the whole security agency against them. That is it. So I think they should look for another alternative in my own humble submission.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello? Hello? Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Ikechukwu is in Ikorodu. Hi,
Ikechukwu. Yes, good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, sir. Welcome.
Okay, the mass, I commend the effort, but they should not take laws into their hands.
Okay.
To disrupting their election, please.
Okay.
So that they will not use that place and clamp them down, because these people are very wicked.
Okay.
What they will do is that they will, it's a simple solution. They, Nigerians and us, let us not vote for anybody who has been a leader for the first time, whether state assembly, senators, House of Rep, governors, let us not vote for anybody, which is our right. If they come out, we should not vote. We vote for a new person for the first time. I'll surprise them too. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much for calling us. Ikechukwu 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Good to have you on the show.
Good afternoon, President Sandra.
Good afternoon. How are you?
How are you doing?
I'm alive. How are you?
I sent my invitation to you yesterday. You did not come to my house for Salah celebration.
You didn't send me invitation now.
I sent it through the radio, but because I thought you'd be there yesterday. I didn't see you.
You know, it's not late. Don't worry. I'll come tomorrow.
This is a Prince Wyatt calling from Amuodofin.
Ah, Prince Wyatt, welcome.
Yes. Thank you, my dear.
Hmm.
You see, the MC Oluoma and the Jabba, the Lagos State government had to do the Navy to make sure the safety distance amicably. In Lagos, we don't want violence, we don't want wahala in Lagos. So Lagos State governor and the CPs is still at the round table. Call this warring person to the round table and make sure everything is settled. That for that.
Hmm.
And for the now, what they say, I must thank them, because as of now, the federal government, they are not ready to listen to us. I called last week that is now and the ASU and federal government, they should go back to the round table talk. The Tanzanian ruler, the region leader, should witness the new negotiation and make sure they abide by it. Pay the lecturer, let them go back to work. Who's losing at the end of the day? Is the federal government or the students? The students are the most loser. Why am I saying this? Now, if the lecturer go back to work, to pay the salary that they don't work for. Our children at home, they might do something wrong that can distort the society. Some may go for courtesy, some may go for yahoo. Because when Iran is not working, it can do anything. So for me, I want to all appeal to them. Don't go to Asura. Now, all of us will champion the cause by calling the federal government, especially Baba Buhari, to make sure they settle this matter amicably. This is my stand this afternoon.
Thank you very much for calling us. We've got lots of messages on WhatsApp. Let's take as many as we can.
Onorio from Lagos, he says, good afternoon, Sandra. The MC Oluomo and Keke Riders Association being allowed to fester by a weak LASG led by Sonolu and the police is just acting on a script. This is akin to obtain at the center. I can't continue with that.
Okay.
This one is saying MC Oluomo has been suspended by the national body of NURTW, appointing him as the chairman of parks and garages by the Lagos State government is an invitation to anarchy, because the other faction will not sit back and watch a suspended member in collaboration with Lagos government hold others to ransom. A quick reversal of government decision on the appointment of MC Oluomo is the only solution to the crisis. Larry from Ikotun.
Larry, thank you very much for your message.
This one says, I think it's better to take another measure in expressing their grievance.
Okay, I think that person's talking about ASU. Thank you very much. You didn't leave your name, though.
This one is saying, Sandra, these students should forget the strike because these politicians would descend on them. The government is heartless. Elder Godwin, MNEK from Ogun State.
All right, okay. We've got Mark on Facebook who says, Madam Sandra, MC and his boys are not your mate. That is what the police is saying. All right, Mark. We've got James who says the police is arm twisted. Oluomo is untouchable. They cannot be arrested because Oluomo has been appointed as the chairman of the Parks Committee. Ajayi Olabode says the police is not being pragmatic but diplomatic. They know the strength of the Lagos NURTW and the NAPEP guys, and they know the Nigerian police does not have the ability to curtail them. These guys have the backing of politicians. The police is yet to recover from the NSAS crisis, where several officers lost their lives at the hand of hoodlums. All right, Ajayi, thanks for your message. 99.3, hello. 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 All right, call back if you can. 99.3.
Hello, Sandra.
Good to have you on the show. What's your name?
Yeah, this is Emmanuel.
Emmanuel, welcome. Go ahead.
It's amazing when some people say there are different police officers in Nigeria who do well, especially the senior officers. Why is it different? Where is it different? If a young poor man do things that these people are doing, the guy is going to rot in jail. But they will call MC Oluoma and his pijaba for negotiation or appealing to them or warning them. That's for that. Talking about the NAS issue, It's unfortunate where we've met ourselves today. Nigeria does not value education at all. We have guys who are talented outside who just need a little bit of education to add to their talent, and then they will move mountains in the world, but they are on the streets, close to being rotten on the streets, and then we say we have a government. It's unfortunate. Then for the third point about PDP and APC, APC close one eye, take one eye, take the peepers from the window. Let's see how it goes.
Okay. Good evening. Speaking of the PDP, they have postponed their decision on zoning to next week. That's our third story. Before now, the party's NEC meeting was scheduled for this Thursday. At that meeting, NEC was supposed to decide on whether or not to zone the presidential ticket based on the zoning committee's report. But now, the PDP says the NEC meeting will hold next week, Tuesday. The party says the date was not shifted. The date was shifted because it clashed with local government delegate elections, which all NEC members are attending. But I spoke with some political commentators, and they said that they're wondering how the party did not notice this clash before now. In fact, the NEC meeting was scheduled before the delegates' election. So the question is how the PDP National Working Committee allowed the clash to happen. There's speculation that PDP is trying to delay its decision on zoning to see which direction the APC goes, and that the APC is doing the same thing with the PDP. I mentioned this because Rotimi Akeredolu on the APC side has some very strong words for his party leadership. He's, of course, the Ondo State Governor. He's claiming that the party is supposed to zone the top spot to the south. This is why the chairmanship was zoned to the north. Let me read what he said to you. He said, quote, "It will be disingenuous for anyone to argue against rotation at this period. We must do nothing which is capable of tilting the delegate balance against the established arrangement, which guarantees peace and promotes trust," end quote. So if it's as straightforward as Akeredolu is saying, then why the delay? It seems to give credence to the idea that both parties are waiting for the other party to zone first and decide how to respond. Now, whenever we talk about electoral politics, a lot of you have your theories and your permutations. So I want to entertain them today, right? I want you to answer these questions for me. Which of the two parties do you think will make a final statement on rotation and zoning first? Which one do you think will do it first? If the PDP zones it to the north first, what will APC do? If the PDP zones it to the south, what will APC do? And if the APC zones it to the south first, what will PDP do? What if APC zones it to the north? What do you think the PDP will do? And if one party says no zoning and throws it open, what do you think the other party will do? If you sabi politics, come and talk, make we hear. I want to hear your permutation and your theories and your, you know. 0700-993-993-993. That's for men. For women, 01465-7190. And yes, you can talk about all three stories, or you can talk about just the last one, or you can talk about just the first one, or you can talk about just the second one. We've got WhatsApp 080-959-75805. Hello, how are you? What's your name? Good to have you on the show. What's your name?
Sandra.
Sir?
No need to be beating around the bush. APC, no argument at all. They've already said it before that they are expecting that come from north the other time. They will swap to come to the south. So by the way, the presidential candidate will vote to come down from the south. That's number one. Number two, PDP have no option than to pick their candidate from the south, especially the southeast. In PDP today, they have 8 governors from the south. They have only 5 governors from the north. What I'm talking about, if you want to cement the unity of this country, I, Prince Wyatt, is advising them, the two political parties, to pick their candidate from the south. That's my stand.
All right, Prince Wyatt, thank you for sneaking that call back in. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Good to have you on the show.
Good afternoon or good evening.
Good evening. Welcome.
Yeah, Sada Adebisi is my name.
Adebisi, welcome.
From Agbado.
Welcome.
You are talking of who knows about politics or who can comment.
Mm-hmm.
What I will say straight away, there is a group hiding somewhere that will just want things to go the way they want. The power is not being thought of as coming to the south. Is being thought of as remaining in the north, and both the APC and PDP, it's like they are walking towards the direction, the same direction.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3. Hello. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name? All right, sorry about that. Call back if you can. We've got Peter on the line. Hi, Peter.
Yeah, Sandra.
Hmm?
Hey! Hey. Adego. Oh, Srike, where are they?
What do you think will happen?
I don't call you Taya.
Oh, Pele. Sorry.
Not the mouth.
You know, sir, I'll be hot cake.
I know, now, President. You know, easy now.
You know, easy.
But it's only say, I'll see you somewhere.
Wait,
leave that side.
Oh, my God.
You were talking about this. Have I no voice? No, my mouth they run sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Are they happy now? Okay. So, when you're happy, you can say anything.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Or
go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
So, now, President Sandra, we all know the calculations.
Okay.
We know what is going on.
We don't know. That's why I'm asking you.
No,
what do you think?
I know what is going on.
Tell us.
I'm not a small boy. I don't chop salt.
Oh, yeah. Tell us. Tell us what's going on.
Now, this is what the implementation is.
Okay.
The power will go to the north.
Okay.
Take it or you leave it.
Okay.
Our President Buhari, he knows what he's doing. All those things is preamble. Just preamble. Don't try to do. Look, Sandra. Those guys has finished their job. It's just to put our head to clash our head in the south here together. And now say, okay, they don't mind. They nothing I don't mind whether APC or PDP. They don't mind. They don't mind. It is only we here in the south because we claim we know too much. And they use our heads to deal with issues that is not even supposed to. It is well, oh, Sandra. It's well.
All right.
It's well.
Thank you, Peter, for calling 99.3. Hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Let's quickly go to WhatsApp where we've got messages. Yes?
Yeah, Shay from Ijebode says, hello, Sandra. On the NAS statement, it is well known that the present administration has zero tolerance for civil protest. They usually descend on such protests with all military minds that they have. Why relating with bandits and terrorists as untouchables? This one here says, good afternoon, Sandra. INEC should make a law that will make all the parties to choose their president's candidate on the same day. Philip from Ota. This is saying, Good afternoon, Sandra. There is no pragmatic in what the Lagos State Police Command has done. The associations have become a pain in the neck across the state. Let the police go ahead and crack down on whoever is causing problem in the state. Lagosians are tired of the back and forth between the state government and this transport union. Ikechi from Ikechi Chinasa from Okeafor Badagry. This one here says MC Oluomo can never be arrested by the government. Because he's their tools. Do you want Sanwo-Olu to lose the second term? Shegu from Ikoyi.
Okay, let's come back to Lagos on the phone lines. 99.3. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, this is Tony Anele calling you from Jagamo.
Tony Anele, welcome. Go ahead.
Okay. Please, on Oluomo, Lagos State Government and Oluomo's partner. In fact, I cannot say much because it's only the government of Lagos State that can wield a big stick on them. So those guys are untouchable. There is nothing anybody can say that can change the narrative. But on Nance, in fact, I support them 100% the steps they want to take, 110%. But the only fear is that the government, being what they are, in fact, they are going to clamp down on them with all the security on the land. So that is my only fear. So ordinarily, you know, when two elephants fight, it's the grass that suffer. Right. We parents, we know what we've been passing through. So it's more than 4 months now. You know, one semester would have been over.
Mm-hmm.
So some of us have paid rent for private lodge.
Mm-hmm.
And now what are you going to tell us about all those payments?
Mm-hmm.
Landlords will surely demand their money for renewal of rent.
Mm-hmm.
Yet the end is not in sight.
Mm-hmm.
Only God will pay back government and even ASU, no matter what they are fighting for, because they are suffering, these students and their parents. So I pray that they resolve the issue if they have solution to it. You can imagine the vice president asking ASU to come for dialogue again. What are the ones they've been dialoguing before? So if they have been fooled several times, how are they convinced that coming on the dialogue table this time around will work it out? Honestly, governments should do the needful. They are suffering the masses. They are suffering the parents, suffering the students. Thank you and God bless you.
Thank you very much for calling. We've got Monday now. Papa on the line. Hi, Monday.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. How are you?
How are you today?
I'm okay.
You know, some time ago I called and I told you that the government of Lagos State is government for the Agberos, by the Agberos and for the Agberos. He said, the commissioner of state is being pragmatic about the Agberos. Did you see what I'm saying now? Though, in the next 1 or 2 years, you just see that Oluomo will be in the House of Lagos State, House of Rep. I told you, these people, they cannot touch them. They cannot touch them.
Monday, thank you very much for calling. Let's go to Facebook. Odion Dominic says, there won't be any arrests as the police, local and state government officials are involved. Akinwale Charles says, they can't arrest Babasokwe boys. They no feet. Click Uti says they work hand in hand. If transporters refuse to give money to police for a week, Nigeria police will quit police. I'm not sure what you're trying to say there. Masaro Osaro says there are separate rules for the separate classes of citizens in Nigeria. The point is that if you want to do anything here, let it be from a place of strength. All right. John Flower on Facebook says, how can they be paying lecturers when they're sending their children to school abroad? Emmanuel Norberto says, how can we grow up in a country with the mentality of when one person in a relationship says no, let's try another method, it becomes violence? Please, government should hear our cry and stop all these political pranks. All right, let's go to Facebook and let's go to Twitter and see if we've got comments there. Let's see. David Show says, Sandra, on this motor park issue, as long as these area boys are tools used for elections in Lagos, nothing will ever happen to get rid of the menace. They will also belong, they all belong to, well, you have no proof of this, really. I know it's something that people say over and over and over, but if you can't prove it, I can't repeat it on air. Idowu Olusegun says, what I will say concerning NANS and students is that nobody should go out and vote during elections. If you don't go out to vote during elections, who is that benefiting? Who is benefiting from you not going out on election day to vote? That's a question that you should answer for yourself. And if you say, oh, votes are not going to count, then why are politicians spending a lot of money trying to buy votes? Why are they spending so much money trying to buy PVCs? Why are they spending a lot of money trying to ensure that that 5K they give you at the polling unit, they see where you pressed your thumb if votes don't count? These are questions you should answer for yourself. Let's take a break. When we come back, you'll hear from two debaters vying for the 15th spot in our top 16. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Hard Facts. Don't go away.
Gather around, kids. You can't miss this news. The best of Nickelodeon is coming to you on
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info.